Welcome back, everyone. It is Nick, the host of Tabletopped, and today we have a brief sneak peek of Wild Magic, the extra podcast we put out monthly for our Patreon subscribers. You can subscribe to the Patreon for as little as $1 a month. Go to patreon.com/tabletopped and see what we have on offer for you. For those who are not quite sure, take a listen to this brief sneak preview and see what you are missing out on. I promise you'll want to hear some of these conversations. All right, here is Wild Magic.
It just happens.
What do you think in your mind? Go deep into your mind vaults. What is the best adaptation you've seen? And it doesn't have to be into TV. It could be, you know, into any other medium. But one
Mean Girls.
Mean Girls? Into
it's a nonfiction book. No.
Oh.
It's a nonfiction book.
It is.
Yeah. And then they adapted it into a screenplay.
Tina Fey.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good one. What about you, Rio? Do you have one?
Come back to me.
Okay, we're coming back to you.
I mean, it's kind of a joke, but I just wanted to get it out there.
No, I think
it's a fun fact.
Yeah, totally.
But I've never read the source material.
Yeah, for me, I think my favorite adaptation so far that I've ever seen is Beetlejuice into Beetlejuice the musical.
Not the cartoon.
No, I went to the musical being like, this is gonna be. It's gonna be dumb. It's an adaptation of a property. They're just trying to cash in. What I saw was incredible. It was really
I've been wanting
good.
To go see that.
It's good, man. You would like it a lot.
Yeah, it's difficult. I think like medium to medium, it's more difficult to do when you're going from a medium that is too similar.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, I'm going from a movie to a musical. And it's kind of like, oh, actually, I think my favorite adaptation might be the Harry Potter musical.
Oh, okay.
Of the Harry Potter books because it really, which obviously, like, you can only see the Harry Potter musical starring Darren Criss on, like, weird YouTube videos and stuff. And, like, the recordings are kind of, they're not perfect, but they're pretty good.
They're, like, 2000s.
They're home
era.
Video.
Yeah, they're, like, home videos. But, like, the production's really good.
Yeah.
It's, like, a stage musical that these people put on.
In college, I think, or just
out of
college?
I think it's, like, a college production. Yeah. And I think the sequel to it, too, was, like, it was we remarked that they must have like increased their budget because they had like a dance number and stuff, and like they like just increased the training for like the dancing and stuff
the
like that.
The guy who plays Voldemort in that is so
good.
He's so
oh funny. Man, the Draco Malfoy character.
Yeah.
I think the best thing about that musical is that it pokes fun at Harry Potter in every possible way.
Yeah.
Like it sort of like makes fun of the idea that like it just like turns Harry Potter into like kind of a jock because it's kind of like, he's like really wealthy and everybody thinks he's cool as shit because he killed Voldemort.
I'm Harry
and he's just naturally
Potter.
Like good at the stuff that he tries. And if he's not good at it, he has Hermione to do it for him.
Yeah, Hermione does it for her. And then like Ron's an asshole. And it's just like, this is like the perfect. And then like Draco is like a little boy child and he's like Papa and all that stuff. And it's like. And it's in like Draco's played by a woman. Like, that's just like, I don't know. It's just so like very.
This is something about adaptations that I'm kind of interested in exploring more is that I feel like it's not about getting the plot right. I think it's more about finding the right tone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like the Harry Potter musical or Harry Potter musical and everything. Like, the tone is definitely different from the books, but it's also like kind of right in line with them as well.
Yeah.
It's not
I think it like picks up the vibes correctly.
Yeah.
Like it kind of like interprets. It's like kind of like everything feels really true.
Yeah, right.
Like everything
it just rings true. That's a really great way of putting
it.
Like, I don't know. I feel because the Beetlejuice musical is the same way in that it does not follow the same plot. It makes lots of different choices, has a different ending. The characters are a little different as well, like their motivations and everything. But it still felt very much like Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
And it was just like good.
But I think that's an interesting idea that like does an adaptation have to be faithful to its source and like kind of, cater to the people that are fans of the original content? Or should it be able to stand on its own? Because, like, if you watch the Harry Potter musical and you've never read a Harry Potter book, I don't think it's going to be very interesting.
I have a great segue.
Yeah?
So, The two original?
Wheels? Three wheels?
I wanted to say it too, so I appreciate it.
And I didn't. That's how you know that me and Rio are the real stars here.
So, if you go back to the 80s
so mad.
And you read the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles comics,
yes,
they are bloody and violent.
It's M-rated.
It is hardcore. And they adapted that into a 90s cartoon show that allowed me to be introduced to the Turtle franchise in a great way. Because it's like, here's these four turtles, and it's all of the same stuff. But put into a way that, oh, yeah, as a young child, I can now get into this franchise. And now I could go back and I've read the original stuff.
My cousin Carlos is such a Donatello.
It's like the nerd version of the Sex and the City quiz. Which Sex and Kids?
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. That's the exact same.
Well, it's also because the turtles go by the four humors, which is also found in a lot of literature.
Yeah. Is that true? Well.
Yeah.
That's, I didn't know that. I didn't know that was like an explicit. That's really interesting.
And I mean, the original, they didn't have different weapons and everything. That was done because it was like the silhouettes you need, like for cartoons, you need the silhouettes to be distinct immediately. Yeah. But originally, to your point,
they all had katanas.
They all had katanas, and they just wore the rip same people mask.
I mean, it was black
they
and
weren't
white.
Colored.
For the original comic, but it was black and white. But like, it's implied that it's all just like a red mask.
Do they have like their own character, or is it just
No, because it's a spinoff of Daredevil. Because in Daredevil, it's the hand, and in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, it's the foot. And so it's like the goo that like fell out of the truck and made Daredevil. Like some of that went down into the sewers and made the
Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's fucking wild. blew my mind when I first.
There's so much turtle lore that you just don't know.
Yeah. Turtle lore.
If you only watch the animated stuff and the like animated movies, you got to read the comics.
Yeah. I only played with the toys, I think, to be honest. Yeah. I think I watched the show a couple times.
The toys were great, too. I had so many.
I love the one. I think we've talked about this one before. But it was like the big truck, and it had like a door that swing out. Yeah. And then the guy would go.
I had the one that had the little catapult that you could throw the ooze barrel out of.
Nice.
I immediately lost the ooze. That was a one use ooze.
I had a Leonardo.
Oh no!
Gross.
Absolutely disgusting. I had a Leonardo that you could turn into a normal turtle or into a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle one.
Fun.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. I had the Power Rangers that you could do that. You could put their mask on and then click their legs and they would morph.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the morph was only helmet on.
Yeah.
The toy technology at the time.
Toy was so good. Oh, I had the guy from Lost World Jurassic Park who got eaten by the compies. There's a little. You get a little compie with
Newman?
Him. Mm-hmm. No, the from the second one.
Oh,
I think
Newman got eaten by a Diplosaurus.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
The little guys that it's like a dozen of them and they all like crawl over him and eat him and like, tear him apart.
Oh, the little ones.
While he's peeing, which is the worst thing that could ever happen to you.
That's why I don't use urinals. But the that's why. So the guy, like the toy, is the guy, and his like chest is magnetized, and then the compy has a little magnet on it, and so it just like hangs on.
That's really cool.
Oh, that's adorable.
I also had the Vince Vaughn one.
Classic. Gotta have your Vince Vaughn action figure.
Yeah, it's true.
Did you know that? So I
forgot he was in that movie.
I just recently watched Big Again on an airplane. That movie is
Big Again.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's all about like the main, like it starts out being like, this is an interesting movie. And like the plot is very cool. It's interesting. It's all about like childhood, like maintaining your childhood stuff. And then the main plot point hits a thing of like this like 30-year-old woman has sex with a 13-year-old in a man's body who then starts to learn, who becomes an adult after he loses his virginity.
Yeah.
And then literally at the end when he like goes back to being a kid, she's like drives him home and he's like turning back into a kid and he like walks away and turns around. She does not have sort of like a horrified like, oh no, what have I done? She's just sort of like, see you when you grow up kind of thing. It's like really weird.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
No thanks.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't think I've actually seen that
I've never
movie.
Seen Big, yeah.
It's been in my, like, I guess, popular universal unconsciousness, but I was like, yeah, I've never actually seen
the monoculture.
I knew that it was, like, creepy like that, but I didn't know that that's the thing that exactly happens.
I mean, she doesn't know until after.
No, I get that.
But
I get that.
It's still fucked up.
The reaction at the end is what really got me.
There's literally a thing where
you've
it should be a horror movie.
Yeah, she's, like, hugging this guy is still in Tom Hanks's body, being like, "So, like, how old are you? Like 16?" And he's like, "13." And she's
please
like,
"Please be 16." Not like that. Like, damn. You're like, you start throwing up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And
it's like, well, this is never telling anybody this.
Yep.
This is going to my grave.
Into the ocean. Yeah, exactly. It's very weird. But also,
it's just something's got to give all over again.
But I also recently rewatched The Emperor's New Groove.
Oh,
and it holds up.
Yeah, it actually really does pretty well.
Peruvian icon David Spade. For those who don't know, I am Peruvian.
There is one joke though that is, like, I didn't catch as a kid, but I think it's just really funny and I love it. Where people just keep referring to Yzma, the villainous, whenever they're like, "Did you see like a woman run by here?" And they're like, "I think so. Like, how would you describe her?" And they're like, "Oh, scary beyond all reason." And that like comes up throughout the movie as like the main descriptor of her. And I think that's just such a smart, funny joke.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very tongue-in-cheek.
Speaking of movies that we've seen on Airplane, I watched recently Fast 9. It's the one where Ludacris goes into space.
Yeah,
space,
Fast
right?
9.
Okay, yeah,
they
Fast 9.
They drive to space.
Yeah, they drive to space.
And you also got to see the Tokyo Drift guys come back. Even though in canon, it's only like a couple of years, they did age like 20 years.
Yeah,
like
that's
the
true.
Actors.
It was a hard 2 years.
Yeah.
Tokyo. So for, well, it was funny. I was flying to Tokyo as well.
Yeah.
And so my two touch points, and I know that the Fast movies have gotten like crazy. Like, yeah. I'm aware of that. But my touch points are Fast 1. Yeah. I've only seen the first one. And then I was on this airplane and I watched Fast 9. Because I had watched a couple of movies that were like fine. I watched Ocean's 8 and I was like, that was fine. And then I watched...
Okay, you were on a plane for like, what, 17 hours?
Yeah, I was on a plane for like 13 hours.
Yeah.
Not as bad as I thought it was going to be, to be honest.
It's like okay if you're able to distract yourself or fall asleep.
Shay, you've been on very long haul flights before too, right?
Yeah. Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not Japan long, though, I will say. That is probably... Oh, shoot, though. Maybe similar times to Turkey, though.
Yeah.
For me, it was
Australia. For your hair plugs.
And that...
Hair plugs? Turkey? I don't get that one.
Rio is just like, he's like, I'm on fire right now. I'm just going to try.
Spitballing.
And,
it's very famous for guys to go to Turkey to get hair plug surgery because it's very cheap there.
Shit, I had no idea.
So like he said, Brazil, Turkey. It's like, oh, yeah, for your hair plug
surgery. I apologize. I did not know
that's
context.
Fact.
Okay,
that's
good to know.
Did you know that the Brazilian butt lift is the most dangerous cosmetic surgery?
Yeah, dog.
You know, the Brazilian butt lift is the best move you can unlock at the disco.
Okay, we'll see. He's just on fire. I'm loving it.
That redid it.
So I grew up in Florida.
And there it was, Wild Magic, our bonus episode that we release monthly for Patreon listeners. Go and check it out. Not only are you going to be able to see all of the episodes that we've released there, but we have lots of behind the scenes audio and some module stuff that we've dropped in that feed as well. Go check it out at patreon.com/tabletopped, and we'll see you next month.